We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Inflation may have ticked down a few notches lately, but it's still at historically high levels. And for a lot of people, those high prices are forcing changes in everyday activities. Things like going out on a date.
I've heard that it's nice to make the effort to offer to split, so that's what I did. And he was like, no, it's all good, I've got it. And then the next morning, I woke up to a text from him asking for my Venmo.
That's 24-year-old Rachel Horowitz. Coming up, we'll hear more about her experiences dating amid high inflation. Plus, our reporter Rachel Wolf will discuss the new norms when it comes to paying for dates. That's after the break.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
They say money can't buy you love, but if you want to find love, it might mean spending a lot for a date. Amid high inflation, singles looking for a partner are having to adjust their tactics. Coming up, we'll hear from a 24-year-old Chicago woman who's had some awkward moments navigating the higher cost of dating. But first, let's bring in Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf. She wrote about this topic for us, and she's here with me now. Hey, Rachel, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Rachel, how expensive is it to date these days?
So the average date night costs about $98 in the U.S., according to a dating app called Zoosk.
$98?
$98.
That's for one date?
For one date for two people.
Okay.
So, you know, if you think about it, the price of restaurant meals is up 17% since before the pandemic, and alcoholic beverages at a bar are up 12%. And that's according to the most recent Consumer Price Index. So, you know, that 98 comes from somewhere.
And that's the tip at the end of the night, I suppose, right?
The tip, a couple of drinks. You know, we're not even talking a whole bottle of wine and three-course meal here. We're saying a standard two entrees and two cocktails. You can get to that $98 really quickly.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't even stop there because then I guess each person, depending upon where you live, might do a rideshare car home.
Totally. This is not even factoring in the Uber and, you know, God help you if you have kids and have to pay for a babysitter. So one person in the comments was saying he had to take out, if he wanted to go on a date, he would have to take out a loan from the bank. He had to pay for it.
Imagine having to explain that to the banker at the bank. Oh, that's funny. So let's talk about how things are changing these days because of these higher costs. How has inflation changed the dating game, as they say, for people who are out there?
So nearly half of single Gen Zers and millennials have suggested or taken someone on a less expensive date due to inflation. And that's according to dating app Plenty of Fish. They did a big survey back in August with 8,000 people. So, you know, it's really changing a lot. It's not just, you know, a couple of people who are saying maybe it's time to scale back. Maybe I'm going to date a little bit less. You know, one of the dating coaches I spoke to said if we look at rom-coms, they taught people you want to shower a lot of interest with elaborate gifts, food, wine. You know, if you want to show you're interested.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're, you know, showing it with money. But now she said that kind of move is more likely to signal that you're out of touch with today's economic concerns.
You know, Rachel, sometimes people say that money goes on the list of things that you shouldn't talk about on a date. You know, maybe politics goes on that list as well. Some people say just stick with the weather. But with people's finances being strained so much, would that force money to have to enter the conversation?
Again, one of the dating coaches I spoke to said, you know, it used to be taboo to talk about money. Agreed, it was a don't go there topic. And now you really need to have those conversations just to make it to the first date. There needs to be a conversation about what you're comfortable spending. It's not just assumed that one person is going to pick up the tab and it'll be fine. There's some real thought, intentionality, and often conversation around how much a single date is going to cost, even if it's with somebody who you don't know all that well yet.
Right. And so if you're just ordering appetizers, you want to let them know there's a reason for that and not that I want to hurry this along with small dishes.
Exactly. It's not a sign that you're not interested. In fact, it could be a good sign to a potential partner to show that you're good at money management, that you're cost conscious and thinking about these things. It's actually a sign that people are looking for.
Now, you caught up with 24-year-old Rachel Horowitz from Chicago. She's currently dating, and she's been dating since before the pandemic, before prices got out of control. Hey, Rachel, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
So, Rachel, how have higher prices changed the dating scene for you compared to, you know, before the pandemic when inflation was almost non-existent?
You know, I'm a young 20-something, so it's definitely something I'm always keeping in mind. You know, I will say I typically on first dates with someone who I would like, you know, a future with, someone I would ideally like to date, that's a man, I would like them to pay on the first date. But with women, I guess I'm more open to splitting the bill or paying for it. I don't know if that's just because there aren't like as strict of social norms that are kind of dictating what the standard is there. But in general, I would just say, like, prior to the pandemic, I was going on dates that were more like drinks and dinner versus a walk around the lake or, you know, a coffee, something that's more low stakes, I would say. I think prior to the pandemic, people were kind of still open to just going on a date, having the potential of spending that money and being okay with it, versus after the pandemic, people were more risk averse and kind of getting that initial vetting process out of the way before full-fledged, like, asking you on a dinner date.
Wow, it's almost like an investment.
Exactly.
So when did you start to realize that inflation was seeping its way into your dating life?
You know, I had one experience in particular where I kind of really realized that, wow, people are a lot more cognizant of where their dollar is going than they used to be. I actually went on a first date with this guy who picked the restaurant. He asked me out. Like, everything was leading kind of into the direction of, okay, this guy's probably gonna like pay for this date, given that, you know, he's showing the signs that that's what would happen. And I, you know, I've heard that it's nice to make the effort to offer to split. So that's what I did. And he was like, no, it's all good. I've got it. And then the next morning, I woke up to a text from him asking for my Venmo because he, quote unquote, needed that dollar bad. So that, I would say, is the particular instance in which I was like, okay, people are not spending their money the same way they used to. You know, I like to think I'm a fun date. I'm easy to talk to. Like, you know, not, I wouldn't like to think terrible to be around, but I guess everyone's gotta save where they can.
Okay, so hold on. Does I need that dollar bad mean he wanted you to pay for half of the date?
Yeah, I think he kind of was alluding to, well, I said I would pay for it, but on second thought, actually, can we split? The day after a date, that's not the text you want, is basically what I'm trying to say.
So what was your text in response?
Well, I'm not proud of it, but I did pay him all of the money because I felt bad. I was like, I guess if you, you know, really need that dollar, you can have it. Because I feel like if he went out of his way to not only ask for it, but say it that way, you know.
All right. That's Chicago resident Rachel Horowitz with us. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now back to our reporter, Rachel Wolf. You know, we hear a lot about how there's a new normal given how things have changed since the pandemic. Even if inflation does go down significantly, do you think it's created a new normal in dating?
I do think frugal dating is the new normal. I think that pre-screening your dating app matches with a phone or video call is here to stay. Not everybody is doing it, but I think that people are speaking to their matches more intensively before meeting up with them in real life. They don't want to go on a date with a stranger anymore. And they certainly don't want to spend $100 on a stranger. So one of my sources told me that she now almost exclusively goes on walks around Prospect Park in Brooklyn with her dates. And she loves it because it's something she tries to do every day anyway. It brings her joy, even if she's alone. And so even if it's not a match, even if they don't have anything in common, they can both feel good at the end of the date, having spent their time in nature and spent $0.
And it could be more conducive to good conversation.
It's true. You know, you don't need to spend $75 on an entree, $50 on a bottle of wine in order to convince somebody that you're interested.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf with us. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.